KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's cloudy, breezy, and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies, just a slight chance of flurries this morning. Skies should become partly cloudy then by this afternoon at a high near 40. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Red Oak police arrested three people late Tuesday afternoon through early this morning. At around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, 26-year-old Michael Todd Archer of Red Oak was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, and public intoxication. Archer was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And at around 1:50 a.m. today, Red Oak police arrested 24-year-old Stephanie Rose Eggleston of Red Oak for unlawful possession of prescription pills and possession of drug paraphernalia. At the same time, Red Oak police arrested 40-year-old Tommy Joe Lovell of Red Oak for driving while suspended. Lovell was being held at the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond, while Eggleston's bond was set at $1,000. Red Oak Police Department reported yesterday the arrest of two male juveniles on Tuesday following an investigation into the theft of a dirt bike. At around 7:15 a.m., officers received a report of a burglary that had occurred at a garage at 102 North 5th Street in Red Oak. A 1996 Kawasaki KDX 200 dirt bike had been stolen from the garage within the past couple of days. At 9:30 a.m., officers received a report of a bike being spotted and it was located in 1306 North 8th Street in Red Oak. At around 10:30 a.m., a search warrant was executed on a single-unit garage at the City View Apartments in Red Oak, looking for items related to the theft. Shortly after the search, two male juveniles ages 15 and 16 were detained for questioning. During the investigation, officers recovered a second dirt bike that had been reported stolen on February 19th. The two juveniles were arrested and charged with burglary in the third degree and theft in the third degree. They were both taken to the Juvenile Detention Center in Council Bluffs and held pending an appearance before a juvenile court judge. A motorcyclist was injured when the 1981 Honda he was riding broadsided an SUV Tuesday morning in Fremont County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 65-year-old William J. Salmons of Hamburg was flown by LifeNet helicopter to CHI Hospital following the crash that happened at around 9:30 a.m. near the Sapp Brothers truck stop at 211th Avenue and Highway 2. Officials say a 2013 Ford Escape driven by 65-year-old Thomas Lightson of Sydney was stopped at the intersection and waiting to turn east from 211th. The collision occurred when Lightson proceeded into the intersection, a through highway controlled by a stop sign, at the same time that Salmons was traveling westbound on Highway 2 through the intersection. A joint investigation into illegal narcotics and the distribution of those substances in Harlan resulted in the execution of a search warrant Monday night at 508 Dodge Street in Harlan and the arrest of five people on drug charges. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday after the search was conducted at around 11:30 p.m. Monday, 47-year-old Michael Schumann, 26-year-old Kaylee Turner, 30-year-old Brian Schumann, 51-year-old George Hatfield, and 52-year-old Randall Hess, all of Harlan, were taken into custody. Michael Schumann and Kaylee Turner were being held in the Shelby County Jail on charges that include possession of controlled substances, possession of drug paraphernalia, illegal gathering, and prohibited acts. Michael Schumann faces additional charges of distribution of controlled substances, assault on a peace officer, and interference with official acts. Bonds for Michael Schumann were set at $50,000. Turner's bond was set at $5,000. Brian Schumann, meanwhile, was being held in the Shelby County Jail on the charges of illegal gathering and prohibited acts. George Hatfield and Randall Hess were being held on a charge of illegal gathering. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. The search warrant was conducted by officers with the Harlan Police Department, deputies with the Cass and Shelby County Sheriff's Departments, the Iowa State Patrol, and the Harlan Fire Department's Tactical Medic Team. An investigation into a burglary last Friday at the Neola Community Center resulted in an arrest. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office and 22-year-old Lucas Scott Brooks of Missouri Valley was arrested just before noon on Friday in Missouri Valley for burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the third degree, destruction of property. Authorities say Brooks admitted to committing both crimes. And a Nebraska woman was arrested Monday afternoon in Pottawatomie County in connection with a road rage incident. Deputies were dispatched to the area of Sandy Loop and 145th Street near Crescent at around 4:40 p.m. for a possible road rage incident. They made contact with both parties and upon investigation arrested 48-year-old Jessica Voss of Omaha for harassment by communication or intimidation. Voss was given a citation and released at the scene with instructions to appear later in court. In the funeral announcements, Joyce Maureen Henry, age 79, of Oakland, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Joyce Henry will be this morning at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Karen Jarvis, age 60, of Waukee, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of Life services for Karen Jarvis will be today at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a luncheon immediately following at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Troy Bomstead, age 50, who's formerly of Irwin, died February 18th in Virginia. Memorial services for Troy Bomstead will be Friday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Richard Lee Armentrout, age 84, of Irwin, died Sunday. Services for Richard Lee Armentrout will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.